This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He joins us on the long line from somewhere in the Commonwealth. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing good. Actually, I'm in the office at the Capitol today, which is somewhat unusual.
That's a rare event.
Much needed.
You pretty much live on the road.
Well, we've been traveling a lot. You know, we're doing a lot of our regional tours across different parts of the state. Obviously, at this point in the campaign season, I'm traveling a lot, campaigning on behalf of Senator Allen and our congressional candidates across Virginia. We're doing a lot of events for members of the General Assembly. And, we're on the road most days of the week somewhere, usually about three or four nights a week, but Virginia's a great state, and we love being out there with folks.
Absolutely. What are you hearing from folks when you're out there in the towns and the communities across the Commonwealth? Because everybody, of course, has politics on their mind right now. You can't ignore it. It's on the radio. It's on the TV. And of course, with the elections coming up on November 7th, everybody's sort of focused on these decisions that we have to make as a community here.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, these elections, certainly when you get into the last couple of weeks of an election cycle, almost everybody starts focusing on the choices that they have to make. We have a very important race for the U.S. Senate coming up, very important congressional races across Virginia. These are perilous and serious times in the world, and the decisions that we have to make on November 7th are going to have significant ramifications for our country and, I believe, for the world in which we live. So I think folks are focused on that. We've also got a very important constitutional amendment on the ballot to decide how we want to define marriage in Virginia. I think folks are beginning to focus on that. And, in fact, we just got finished. The Attorney General and I jointly this afternoon held a press conference here at the Capitol encouraging Virginians to vote yes to protect traditional marriage in Virginia. I think folks are beginning to kind of tune in on these elections that are coming up, and they're quickly moving to the front burner.
Bill Bowling is Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Phone lines are open, folks. If you have a comment or a question for the Lieutenant Governor, 977-1070. Let's unpack some of these issues, if we can, and look at some specifics. What are you telling folks when it comes to the Senate race, when you have an opportunity to get up and speak to people, the argument that you make why somebody should send George Allen back to Washington?
Well, I think it's a couple points, Coy, that I try to get across to folks. First, I just try to remind them that George Allen has provided very solid and sound leadership for our Commonwealth of Virginia for years. He was a great governor from 1993 to 1997. I think he probably accomplished more in his four-year term as governor of Virginia than any other governor in contemporary Virginia history. And for the last 6 years, I think he's done a good job representing us in Washington. He understands that we have to keep Virginians safe at home by making sure that we stay strong abroad, that we continue to prosecute the war on terror and make sure that we keep terrorists who want to do harm to our country on the run. He also understands that we need to keep America strong at home by keeping tax cuts in place that have been proposed and approved by the Congress in recent years, by developing our own national energy policy, by continuing to protect Social Security and Medicare. Those are the issues that I think are important. And I just try to remind folks that George Allen has a solid record of doing that. And then the second message, and I will tell you, I just so passionately believe this, and it goes back to what I said earlier. These are perilous times in the world in which we live. We live in a time where tyrants in some parts of the world who want to do us harm are now developing nuclear weapons technologies. These are perilous times. We don't need to be changing horses in the middle of the stream. We need experienced, seasoned people working for us in Washington, D.C., and I think George Allen's the right guy.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling is our guest on Charlottesville right now. Let's turn our attention, if we can, to this marriage amendment. The polls are showing, if that matters at all, that there's a lot of support out there for it. But an interesting poll done by the Washington Post showed that, they surveyed a bunch of people and it came out that, you know, 50-something percent or 60-something percent supported it, would vote yes. And then when they read the entire amendment to the same people, the numbers changed and the support actually, went down. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that's reflective of the fact that the opponents of this amendment have done a pretty good job waging a campaign of fear and deception. You know, the reality is that the marriage amendment is necessary to prevent some activist judge someplace in Virginia from ruling our current statutory laws that have forbid same-sex marriage and same-sex unions in Virginia for years unconstitutional. Just like activist judges have done in numerous other states across the country. In fact, earlier this afternoon, the Supreme Court in New Jersey held that same-sex marriage is permissible in the state of New Jersey and gave the New Jersey legislature 180 days to pass legislation so stating. Traditional marriage in our country is under attack, and the marriage amendment is necessary to make sure that in Virginia, marriage remains between one man and one woman. But what the opponents of this measure have done is wage a campaign of war of misinformation and deception. They won't debate the central issues. Should marriage remain between one man and one woman? Is it okay for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman? Do we want Virginia to be the first state in the nation to reject the Marriage Protection Amendment? What they do instead is go out and try to convince folks that this amendment will have all sorts of unintended consequences, which it clearly will not have. And I think our challenge as proponents of this amendment is just to try to get that message out, why the amendment's necessary, what it will do and what it won't do. And the joint press conference that the Attorney General and I held at the Capitol earlier this afternoon was intended to dispel this campaign of fear and disinformation, trying to point out that there are no unintended consequences from this amendment. The same arguments that the opponents make here, they've made in the 20 other states that have approved this amendment, and in none of those other states has it had these unintended consequences, and it won't have them here. It will only say that marriage in Virginia will remain between one man and one woman and give constitutional protection to our current statutory laws forbidding same-sex marriage and same-sex unions. We've just got to get that message out, and if we continue to do that, I think Virginians will vote to protect traditional marriage on November 7th.
Our guest is Bill Bowling, a very good friend of the program, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Let's go to the phones. George is on the phone from Fluvanna. George, go right ahead. You're on with Bill Bowling.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to the Senate race. I've been out of the country 3 weeks, and I read, coming home on the airplane in the International Herald Tribune, that basically Virginia is, George Allen said Macaca, and Jim Webb said something about women in combat positions in the military. Do you have any expectation that there's going to be any possible issue develop, or is it just George Allen has a job and Jim Webb wants it?
Well, that's a great question, George. And I think that your question reflects a frustration that a lot of us have had about this this campaign. I mean, I will be very frank with you. I don't care what George Allen said 30 years ago, and I don't care what Jim Webb wrote 30 years ago. It is irrelevant to me on both fronts. What I want to know is, what they're going to do for the future of our country, to keep America safe at home, to keep America strong abroad, to continue our economic recovery. Those are the critical issues in this campaign. And I will tell you this, I think Senator Allen has been trying very hard in recent weeks to get this campaign off of the insults and the innuendo and to get it back on to issues and ideas. And, the message that I think he's trying to get out there is that to keep America safe at home in this perilous world that we live, We have to stay strong abroad. We have to make sure that we keep these terrorists who get up every morning looking for ways that they can do harm to our country on the run. We can't give them safe haven, certainly not in a prosperous country like Iraq. And then here at home, I mean, he's talking about the need to make sure we keep economic growth going by keeping tax cuts that have been approved in recent years in place. You know, his opponent has talked about repealing the death tax repeal, you know, reinstating the death tax, reinstating the marriage penalty, repealing the increased deductions that we gave for child credit. So there are big differences between these candidates on important issues. And, you know, I think what you've seen in the polls in this race in recent weeks is that Senator Allen has started opening up a little bit of a lead. I think in the most recent Mason-Dixon poll, that lead had grown to about 4 percentage points. We'd like to see it be larger, but I think it's growing because people are trying to overlook some of this other stuff. They're trying to focus on issues and ideas. They're remembering what George Allen has done for our Commonwealth. And the message that, you know, that I want to get to them is that in these perilous times, experience matters. And George Allen has it and his opponent doesn't. But I share your sentiment. I wish we could get more of the issues and ideas and less of the insults and the innuendo.
George, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ron. Ron, go right ahead. You're on with Bill Bowling.
Yes. I've got a question about the marriage amendment, but a quick comment. You're talking about Senator Allen, and you said, Mr. Bowling, you remember things about George Allen. I've known him for 26 years, and when he won his first election to the House of Delegates, he won it by less than 50 votes. And the reason that put him over the top was he got the highest percentage of votes that a Republican had gotten up to that point in time from the Esmont area south of Charlottesville, which at that time was predominantly African-American. Right. And a lot of people, I think, have forgotten that, but I remembered that when you were talking about George Allen. My question on the marriage amendment, do you know how many states have passed marriage amendments, and has there been any state where it's been on the ballot where it didn't win?
And the answer to that is it's been on the ballot in 20 states. It has passed in each of those states. All 20 states that have considered the marriage amendment have approved it. In fact, the lowest percentage of the vote that it has received anywhere in the country was 56% in Oregon. Interestingly, according to the most recent poll out this morning, currently in Virginia, it has 52% support. So we can't assume that just because this amendment has passed in other states that it's going to pass in Virginia. The opponents of the amendment have huge resources that have been made available to them in most instances by out-of-state special interest groups to wage this campaign of fear and deception that I talked about earlier. You know, this is a very simple question. You know, the question is, do we want marriage in Virginia to remain between one man and one woman? If we do, we should vote yes on the marriage amendment. Now, if you believe that it's okay for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman, then you ought to vote no on the marriage amendment. But don't vote no because you think it's going to have all these unintended consequences that the opponents talk about, because that is clearly, simply just not the case. And let me just very quickly go back to the one comment about the support that Senator Allen has enjoyed among African Americans. That's a very good point. And in fact, in this campaign, it is interesting that a number of leaders in the African American community in the last few weeks have come out and publicly endorsed Senator Allen's campaign for reelection. Look, George Allen isn't a perfect guy. I'm not a perfect guy. I don't think anyone listening to this show, you know, is probably perfect. There are things in our past that we've said or done that we'd all probably like to have forgotten. But let's not forget the service George Allen has provided to our state as a member of the General Assembly, for 4 years as a great governor, for the last 6 years as a great senator. And in these perilous times, there's nobody I would rather have representing me in Washington, D.C., than someone who has the principles and the values and the philosophies and the experience that Senator Allen has.
Bill Bowling is our guest, Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Ron, thank you so much for the call. Let's go. We've got time for one more call. Rick in Charlottesville, you're on with Bill Bowling. Go right ahead.
I'll get right into it. I'm curious, Lieutenant Governor, about your statement that there would be no unintended consequences to the marriage amendment. I mean, the conservative position over the ages has been legislation is always fraught with unintended consequences. I think if Russell Kirk heard what you said today, he'd be rolling over in his grave.
Well, I think it is clearly the case that in this particular instance, this constitutional amendment will have no unintended consequences. In fact, if you listen to the arguments that the opponents make, they say that, well, if you pass this amendment, it will have unintended consequences on the ability of people of the same sex to own property together, to execute wills together, to enter into advanced medical directives together, to enforce domestic violence laws. That's just not the case. In fact, earlier this year, when the General Assembly was in session, the General Assembly adopted a policy statement that is being distributed across the state by the State Board of Elections, talking about the specific intent of this legislation. And in that statement, the General Assembly made clear, in very clear and precise language, that the passage of this amendment will not have an adverse impact on any of the other legal rights that parties of the same sex are entitled to under Virginia law. That couldn't be more clear. And, you know, the arguments that and we did that because we knew what the arguments of the opponents would be. The arguments that they're using in Virginia are the same old tired arguments that they've used in the 20 other states that have considered this amendment. And in none of those other states have these unintended consequences come to pass, and they won't come to pass in Virginia. We just thought it was very important to be very clear about that. The General Assembly has been very clear about that, and the arguments that the opponents are making, you know, they may be effective political arguments with some voters, but it is a campaign of fear and deception. This amendment will do one thing. It will say that it will give us the strongest possible case to say that in Virginia, marriage will remain between one man and one woman. It will do nothing more, and it will do nothing less.
Rick, thank you so much for the call. Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. I have about 30 seconds left, but I don't want to let you go without asking you how your new September health initiative is going.
Well, September is now Walktober. We're still considering folks to, you know, encouraging folks to be physically active and lose weight. You know, hundreds of Virginians have joined us in the effort, Coy, and as of today, about 2 months into the program, I'm down about 18 pounds.
Hey, good
for you.
I'm not sure
I'm looking any better, but I'm feeling better.
Absolutely.
And
that's
terrific.
Well
on my way to reaching that goal of 30 before the end of the year.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Bill Bowling, a very good friend of the program. Thank you so much, sir. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Coy. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Take care. This interview will be archived at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.